Today we're building a pirate radio transition blueprint in Ableton Live 12, aimed squarely at jungle and old-school drum and bass energy. The goal is not just to make a build-up that sounds busy. The goal is to create a transition that feels like a live FM broadcast collapsing and reforming right before the drop. Think cracked signal, chopped breaks, radio chatter, a little tape grime, and then a clean, heavyweight slam into the groove. What makes this really important in DNB is energy management. In this style, the handoff into the drop is everything. If the transition is too clean, it loses attitude. If it's too crowded, the drop gets robbed of impact. So we're going to work in a way that keeps the low end under control, keeps the stereo image honest, and still delivers that underground, pirate radio pressure. The first move is to start in session view, not arrangement view. Session view is your sketchpad. It's where you can quickly test combinations, fire clips, mute things live, and feel out the motion before you commit anything to the timeline. Set up for main tracks, drums or break, bass, radio effects and atmosphere, and a transition resample track. That gives you a proper broadcast stack to work with. On the drums track, keep your break punchy but controlled. A good starting chain is drum bus, EQ8, and saturator. Drum bus gives the break some forward motion and weight. EQ8 lets you clean up unnecessary low rumble, and saturator adds grit without destroying the transient shape. You don't want to overdo the low end here. In jungle, the break should breathe and chatter, not turn into a muddy wash. For the bass track, use something like operator or wave eatable to make a Reese or sub hybrid sound. Keep it simple at first. Add auto filter, saturator, and utility. The idea at the stage is not to unleash the full bass line. It's to tease the character of the bass without giving away the whole drop. That tease is what creates tension. Now let's design the pirate radio texture. You can do this with stock Ableton devices only. Start with a voice clip, a noise clip, or even a simple recorded tone if that's all you have. Then process it with auto filter, redux, echo, reverb, chorus ensemble if needed, and utility. The radio feel usually comes from filtering, narrow bandwidth, slight digital degradation, and short, unstable repeats. A band pass or high pass filter works really well here. You want the source to sound like it's coming through a busted transmitter, not a polished studio chain. A useful coaching point here is to think like a signal engineer, not just a music producer. Ask yourself, does this sound like a strong transmission, a weak transmission, or a station being interrupted? That mindset helps you make decisions. A weak signal should feel narrow and unstable. A healthy transmission should open up a little. An interrupted station should feel like it's getting clipped, cut, or swallowed by static. Now for the break itself. Don't treat it like one static loop. Jungle and old-school DNB transitions come alive when the break is layered and chopped. Use Simpler or Drum Rack to slice the break into pieces. Separate the main hits, ghost notes, hats, and reverse tails if you can. Then build a 2-bar or 4-bar pattern that evolves. One bar can be fairly clean. The next bar can add slices or fills. Another bar can pull back. The final bar can strip down to make room for the drop. This is where the human feel matters. Don't quantize everything into stiffness. A pirate radio transition should feel slightly on edge, like the DJ is riding the channel live. That little bit of instability is part of the character. Next, create the bass tease with automation instead of full notes. This is a big one. Don't reveal the full bass line yet. Just hint at it with filtered stabs or a low-passed Reese. Automate the filter cutoff so the bass starts tight and narrow, then opens a bit as you move toward the drop. Keep the sub separate and mono. If you're using a Reese layer, let the upper harmonics have some width, but keep the low end centered and clean. A strong transition often works through call and response. For example, one bar might have break slice plus radio texture. The next bar answers with a bass stab. Then maybe you strip things back again for a moment of tension. That kind of dialogue makes the arrangement feel intentional instead of random. Once the session view performance is working, print it. This is where you resample the transition into audio. Set up a new audio track. Call it something like transition print, and record the section as a live pass. You can resample the master output or route the relevant tracks into the print track. The important thing is to capture the performance energy. Live mute decisions, filter rides, and send moves often sound more convincing than something programmed step by step. After recording, edit the waveform lightly. Tighten any sloppy hits if needed, but don't sterilize it. The whole point is to keep that performative pressure. In fact, it's often smart to make two versions, one cleaner and one dirtier. The cleaner version may sit better in the mix and preserve headroom. The dirtier version may give you more attitude. Having both gives you real flexibility later. Now move into arrangement view and shape the whole transition with automation. Over the last 4 to 8 bars before the drop, automate the radio texture so it narrows, opens up, and then cuts away. Bring up reverb on the last vocal fragment if you want. Then pull it hard before the drop, so the hit lands dry and focused. Let echo feedback rise into the final bar, then kill it. Narrow the width of the atmosphere right before impact. Then let the drop open up wide and full. One classic old school trick is to automate a hard low pass on the transition bus, dropping everything down to a narrow band before snapping it open on the downbeat. That moment of release can feel huge. It's not just louder. It feels like the whole system wakes up. Think in phrases too. A clean transition structure might be 8 or 16 bars of setup, then 4 bars of tension, then one final signal smear, then a beat or half bar of silence, and then the drop. If the track is more old school jungle, give the breaks a bit more room to chatter. If it's a darker roller, keep the build tighter and more focused. Now let's talk mastering mindset, because this transition has to hit hard without breaking translation. Keep the sub mono. Check your stereo width carefully on anything that isn't supposed to live in the low end. Watch your master level during the printed transition so you don't clip. And don't overcompress just to make the moment feel intense. In drum and bass, impact comes from contrast. A short dip into space often feels heavier than just pushing the limiter harder. A good habit is to check the transition in mono. If the low end blurs or the wide FX disappear in a bad way, fix that now. Narrow the bass. Clean up the midrange. Make sure the important elements survive without relying on stereo trickery. For the final signature move, give the transition one memorable gesture. This could be a rewind-style reverse break slice, a short radio cutout, a vinyl stop moment, a sub drop with a noise tail, or a chopped signal lost vocal fragment. You can build this with simpler in reverse mode, a short muted beat, or a filtered noise burst that lands right before the drop. The idea is to make the transition feel like a real broadcast event, not just a generic riser. A strong version of this is the choke trick. Cut the bass for a fraction of a beat, let the drum tail or reverse hit imply momentum, then bring the full drop back on the next downbeat. That re-entry can feel massive because the listener's ear gets reset for a second. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfill the transition with too many sounds. Don't let the sub smear all over the handoff. Don't drown the whole thing in reverb. Don't quantize the break so tightly that they lose their swagger. And don't make the transition louder when what it really needs is more contrast. If you want to push this further, try a fake-out broadcast collapse. Automate a steep low pass and volume drop, throw in a burst of static or silence, then bring back only a fragment of the groove before the full drop hits. That kind of signal failure moment can be incredibly effective in pirate radio-style arrangements. Another advanced move is the two-stage transition. First, let the break and radio chatter do the talking. Then strip things back to bass implication and negative space. That gives the drop more room to breathe when it lands. You can also use a one-bar switch-up right before the drop, like a missing kick, a half-time snare placement, or a brief double-time hat burst. Little rhythmic disruptions like that are pure old-school pressure. If you're practicing this, spend 10 to 20 minutes building a small 4-bar transition. Load one break, one bass patch, and one radio texture. Slice the break at least 3 ways. Automate the radio from narrow to wider, then cut it. Add one final stop or rewind moment. Resample the whole thing. Then listen in mono and fix anything that feels messy. So the big takeaway is this. Build the transition in session view first. Perform it like a live broadcast, print it to Audino, then shape it in arrangement view with automation and contrast. Keep the low end disciplined. Keep the radio story clear. And let the final bar create real suspense. In DNB, the best transitions don't just add energy. They sculpt tension so the drop lands with more weight, more clarity, and way more attitude. If you want, I can also turn this into a shorter voiceover version, or make it sound more like a hype DJ coach, more like a calm instructor, or more like a documentary-style narration.